Welcome to Career Tools. This is Sarah.
And this is Amanda.
Today's cast, Saying No to a Delegation, Part 2 of 2.
The questions that we're going to finish answering today are, can I say no to a delegation? What are good reasons to say no to a delegation? And are there consequences for saying no to a delegation?
If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening. Transitioning to a new career or tackling your first job can be daunting. But what if you had a mentor available anytime you needed advice, right at your fingertips? Meet the revolutionary feature of the Manager Tools Personal License, our AI-powered chatbot, trained exclusively on Manager Tools content to guide you through every career challenge. With the Personal License, not only do you gain access to our show notes, the interview series, and our detailed resume workbook, but you'll also get the cutting-edge advantage of our chatbot. It's like having a career coach who's available 24/7, ready to offer instant advice on crafting your resume, acing interviews, and making strategic career moves. Why navigate your career transition alone when you can have continuous support? Sign up today and leverage the chatbot to receive personalized, actionable insights that propel your career forward. Stop guessing and start succeeding with a toolkit designed for ambitious professionals. Making a career breakthrough just got easier.
All right, so here we are. If you're going to say no, you need a sufficient reason. We say this is because you have to balance your present situation with the opportunity your boss is presenting you to be developed by getting more responsibility. Because as we know, delegation is the tool to help you with development. That's what your managers tend to use to help you develop your skills. So if you're going to say no to future development, you have to have a good reason.
I think I mentioned this in this cast already. I don't think many directs realize the intent of delegation is development.
Right.
And when you don't realize that's what it is, it's really easy to feel like saying no is an option. And I will say that's also, that's at least in part because managers don't do a good job of communicating to recipients, why them? Why them? Why them now? Right? And the manager tools delegation model is specifically designed in such a way that before you ask the question, you tell them? Why now? So that directs have that piece of information that, to be clear, existed for all of the managers all of the time when they were delegating. There's a reason you were chosen for this thing right now. Your manager knows that reason, but whether or not they tell you that in the delegation is maybe not 100% data. And unfortunately, it causes directs to make assumptions about why it's happening that are often not, oh, they're trying to develop me. They're trying to help me grow. Isn't that nice? That's not usually where our minds go with it.
Yeah, it's just more work. And that's most of the time not the case. It's not, they made eye contact with you in the hallway just to give you more work.
Yeah. I know, right? Exactly. Exactly. Well, and that takes me to a reason, the first reason I'm going to say, the number one reason that directs say no. And we recommend you, listener, do not employ, that is the busyness answer. It's not enough to simply claim busyness. When it comes to saying no to delegation, it is not an appropriate answer to say no to delegation because you're too busy. If that were the case, if being too busy was a good reason, there would be no delegation at all, ever. And companies would lose their biggest tool in developing people. Folks, no. And this might be a tiny little painful revelation, I'm going to call it, to the people that are listening to this podcast. But no, everyone in every organization is always fully busy. 100% of the time, always. And that would then stop all delegation. But be aware of the fact that this occurs by design.
Mm-hmm.
Organizational design is such that all organizations have more work to do than people employed to do them by design. It's on purpose because we've tried it the other way. Folks, we've tried it the other way. That is, there is more people here than work to keep them busy. And you can imagine why that's a problem. You go out of business because you've got more expenses than you do profit. It doesn't work. So organizations by design are front loaded, are stacked in such a way that there's more work than people. And we still delegate because developing people is a critical part of the organization's responsibilities to create sufficient internal talent to face today's challenges and future challenges. Organizations also know the best place to promote from, or to find managers from, I'm going to say, is from within. So they know there's more work to do than can be done. And in the face of all that, they're still delegating because they want to ensure the people within the organization are ready to move to the next level when the organization needs someone to move to the next level. It's all done to help the organization sustain or maintain or increase, I suppose, its growth in the face of a problematic organizational design, which again is on purpose and is the best of bad alternatives, essentially.
And all that being said, if you're thinking you're too busy, you're right. And it's normal.
You're totally right, dude. Everyone is. You're right.
And the challenge of the new responsibilities is how organizations, through their managers, challenge people to figure out how to do their existing work in 95% of the time that they used to do it, to free up that time for the new task or new responsibility. So it creates a challenge for you to not only figure out how to do the work that you're already doing, but do it in less time so you can bring on more responsibilities, more valuable work, or more challenging work to help you develop. Without this challenge or this new stressor, far too many of us would become comfortable. And we know that comfort is not always corporate good because we need that stressor to help motivate us. That's the big thing, is when we have work to be done, we get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We figure out how to make it happen. And when we don't have work to be done, we procrastinate. There, I said it.
You said it, right?
Because we know this is true.
Right? Exactly. We know this is true. The more work there is to do, the more you're flexing your muscle. Folks, there's a principle in weightlifting that to build muscle and strength, the only movement that counts is the one you force, as opposed to movement that is due to momentum. Now, too many professionals believe that momentum is enough and that the organization has its own degree of momentum. But great organizations understand that momentum is not enough, and lacking continued force, it goes away and in turn leads to stagnation, which, folks, stagnation is deadly to organizations. So in the absence of these other forces that are being applied to the organization that are causing it to force into these new positions, delegation is kind of like a gentle force moving you to apply your own force to your responsibilities and eliminating your ability to rely on your own momentum. It's like an organizational force designed to continue to imply or create urgency in the absence of external urgency. And to your point, Amanda, it's a stressor. It's a form of eustress created to ensure that the people within the organization are at their peak, are performing at their best, are working their hardest, are doing all the things they need to continue to create a momentum, even if an external momentum doesn't exist. But in all of this, you can say no.
Yep.
Right? Okay, yes, you can say no. Good. Okay, so now. Now, here we go.
You can say no.
Yes.
But know that busyness is not a good reason. So now, what are the good reasons? The first one is an easy one. Now is not a good time for you personally. Those of us with children, for instance, know that at the end of every school year, which it's about that time now, trying to find all that extra free time, it brings a flood of the extracurricular activities, those award ceremonies, if they're studying for finals, you're switching, you're preparing to move. A lot of people move during the summertime. So if you're in one of those situations, it's okay to say no now to the delegation request, or at least for a short time until your family situation returns to something resembling normal. Right. So personally, you just don't have the bandwidth to take on something new at work.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, in the lead up to that, again, I know that not all of you have manager tools managers. And again, I'm so sorry for that. But know that you can do yourself a favor by communicating more openly, more readily to your manager, hopefully in your one-on-one, if you've got it, but if not, at other times, about these big, important life events.
Yeah.
Your manager's not going to necessarily know that you have this major life event going on, because this year your family's planning on buying a new house and moving, and you're going to, they don't necessarily know that unless you were to tell them. So something you can do to help your manager, to help the organization, to maybe not get asked to do things that you will then in turn have to say no to, is more openly and more clearly communicating to your manager what's going on in your life. So that when they think to themselves, oh man, I should delegate to this person, they then think to themselves, oh wait, they're moving this year. It might be hard for them. And they can add that little piece of information to their mind's eye so that they can think more clearly about, is this the right person right now? And thus preventing them coming to you to begin with, because they know you're full up, but they could still do it. And if you said no for a personal reason, that's a good rationale. It really is. It's also a good rationale if you have a child or a spouse or an ailing parent who requires additional care or attention for a short period. Maybe your spouse is finishing their MBA, for example, right? Or your spouse is deployed for the military, or you've got a child that is preparing for significant exams. And folks, these are all just examples. It's your call, what you think accounts for, or what you think is a good enough personal reason to say no to delegation for. And you can absolutely say no for personal reasons.
And it does come back to communication. I do not have kids, so I have no idea that there are 6 different award ceremonies the week before school lets out. I had no idea. I see it on all the Instagram, all the pictures popping up about kindergarten promotion. Yeah. All the promotions. Everyone gets a promotion. So a lot of times your boss might not have insight into that part of your life. If your spouse is in the military, maybe they don't know what that means. Or if your person's going through extra schooling.
Right? Yeah.
If they're not in it with you, they don't know.
Yeah, they don't necessarily know. So the more communication you can do, the better, the easier you can make it for everybody.
So another good reason is you are working on a significant project or a deliverable that your boss has informed you takes precedence over virtually everything else that you do. It might surprise you that your boss has forgotten that they already gave you that project, right? What? Bosses are human?
Right? I know. I can't believe that.
It's so weird, right? But just keep that in mind, that they might have already forgotten that they gave you this really big project or this really big deliverable, and that you're wrestling with it because it takes precedence over everything else. So trust us that it happens. And most bosses will gladly accept a no in this situation with maybe a gentle reminder. Again, that communication piece that, yes, there's already something big going on that has to take precedence over everything else.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And folks, you might feel the delegation is too much, maybe because of this big kahuna project or because it's big. It's something that you're worried about. It's for the big bosses. I don't know. It could be anything, right? Could it be one of those things where you're like, oh my gosh, can I actually handle it? Sometimes it's a little that, right? Sometimes you want to say no because you're like, oh my gosh, this might be too much for me. And that's potentially a good reason to say no. You doubt yourself. We all do. Everyone doubts themselves. But keep in mind with this that if your boss is doing their job, they will have already thought about your abilities and has determined that you can handle the extra responsibility. You don't, but they do. And when it comes to delegation, something I always say, or I oftentimes say, too direct, who are like, I don't know, is this too much for me? Can I handle it? No, bosses generally don't want stuff to be done poorly. Like, let me say that differently.
What?
I know. If they thought you totally could not do it and you were absolutely going to mess it up and this was just going to be terrible, they probably wouldn't give it to you. They don't want it to go badly any more than you want it to go badly. They want it to go successfully. So if they hadn't have thought about it, or they hadn't have at least said to themselves, no, I think they can handle it, they probably wouldn't have brought it to you in the first place. So not that that's going to formally or fully get you over your own self-doubt. I'm probably sure it pretty much won't. But when you have those self-doubts, keep in mind, your manager does not share those doubts. If they did, they wouldn't have brought it to you in the first place. You can probably handle it.
And don't be surprised if that they tell you that they believe in you and they try to convince you.
Yeah.
Again, they're not going to create more work for themselves by letting you mess it up, right?
No, so exactly.
So they might try to convince you. And this is not some weird form of hidden pressure.
No, it's not. They believe in you.
Right. They're not coming out of nowhere and being like, no, they're going to mess it up and create more work for everybody involved.
Oh my gosh,
involved.
This is going to be terrible. They would definitely not do that.
Worst day ever. And then try to persuade you to do it on top
exactly.
of that.
Exactly, so right.
It's entirely reasonable for your boss to be willing to accept a no, but still want a yes, and try to be more persuasive towards that yes. Know that it's not micromanagement or compulsion or some form of threat. It's just a boss who believes that you are capable of doing more and doing it well enough. There are worse things in your professional life than having a boss who believes in you.
That's exactly. And remember, this is a development exercise, right? They're doing this to help you grow. Will you be able to do it flawlessly immediately? No, but they know that. They know that. And it's meant to help you grow and stretch you and push you, and it'll be imperfect. And they're aware of that. But it's meant to create that opportunity for growth. Now, these folks, all of these things, coming back to family obligations, coming back to major other project, coming back to I don't think I can handle it. These things are just examples. It's ultimately your call. But we do have two final thoughts on saying no. First, if you have a truly great relationship with your boss, say yes to the delegation. If you trust your boss and you see eye to eye and you work well together, your boss knows you, your boss trusts you, and you can ask your boss for help without risking being seen as a whiner or a complainer or, oh, great. If you got a good relationship, just say yes. Just say yes and ask for help when you need it and rely on your manager in an effort to continue to maintain and build upon that good relationship.
And second, we would never say no to a delegation, assuming we have a tolerable relationship with our boss. We've always found that the pressure of new work forces us to see our existing work in a new light. And we find that even though we might worry about something we might drop, those things are rarely as important as the new responsibility. So the new work is coming, the more responsibilities, developing your skills, it's going to be more important to not only your development, but within the organization. And worrying about all those little things that we might drop probably have less value. And we believe it's to our advantage in the long run to being seen as someone who puts the organization's needs within reason above our own comfort. We'd rather get in trouble for dropping something less important than missing an opportunity for working on something new, challenging, and normally done at our boss's level.
Exactly. And folks, if you're in this situation, if you're like, okay, fine, you guys said I could say no, but then you said you wouldn't, so I'm probably gonna not get it. I get it. We have a podcast called Delegation to the Floor for Directs, which is essentially a podcast that helps you assess your workload, look at all the things that you're working on, imagine this new big thing that came down from your boss, this delegation you just said yes to, which you know is going to take some time and some effort, and it's going to be important that you get it right. And it's how you assess the remainder of your workload to make educated decisions about what you will no longer do in an intentional fashion. Now, if you think to yourself, wait a minute, Sarah, I can't possibly not do some of the things I'm responsible for. Again, go back to what I said earlier. Your organization knows that they've designed it in such a way that there's more work here to do than the people here are capable of doing. Now, what that means is your organization, your boss, their boss, their boss, their boss, their boss, the president, everybody inside the organization, everyone knows not all of the work will get done. It won't. It can't. They designed it in such a way that it's impossible for all of the work to get done. However, know, or because of this, know that your responsibility is and never was doing all of the work. It was just doing the more important work at the expense of the less important work. So delegation of the floor is essentially an activity that helps you look at all the things that you're working on, consider them, and say to yourself, okay, in this world where I cannot get everything done, what will I do and what won't I do? What are the things that are more important so you can ensure you do those things at the expense of the things that are less important and you can not work on those things? I mean, what would you rather get in trouble for? Not doing something really important? Like not saying yes to delegation, for example, or not doing something unimportant? Like, I mean, like which would you rather get in trouble for? And if you're like, but Sarah, all the things I do are important. Okay, fine. Ask yourself how many meetings you go to that you get almost zero value from, and you do your email while you're there. If you're doing your email while you're at a meeting, that meeting is not important. You've proven it's not important. You can be present and do something completely different and not even pay attention to what's being discussed. Not important. How many reports do you create that no one reads? You may have data on this. Remember when someone's like, well, what about X? And you're like, well, that was in the report I sent last week. And they're like, I didn't get that report. I never got that report. Okay, but I sent it to you last week because I send it every week. You got it. No. You probably have plenty of examples of these things that you do that aren't delivering their intended value to the organization. So make educated decisions about what you will do and what you will no longer do in an effort to do the important things first. Delegation is the important things first, not just for the organization and not just for your manager, but for you and your development. You deserve to grow. You shouldn't have to stay and be stagnant and not grow and not learn new things and not be presented new challenges simply because you're busy going to meetings that you don't get any value from and creating reports that no one's reading. That's unfair to you. That's super unfair to you. So, delegation to the floor for directs podcast. Listen to it. Are you the reason that your directs stay and get better results? If not, you may want to learn the behaviors that are proven to improve results and retention for your area. Your directs want a professional relationship with you, to be communicated to regularly, and to look to you to grow professionally in order to add value to the organization and their professional portfolio. Contact Maggie by emailing her at customerservice@manager-tools.com. For more information on cost-affordable, effective manager group training on-site or virtually. Now, we covered the yeses and the nos. The last bit of our guidance then is
saying no three times in a row is a problem.
Mm-hmm. So you can say no.
You can say no, but repeated no's is going to be an issue. By saying it repeatedly, it signals a lack of willingness to grow. We just emphasized how important it is to say yes for you to grow, for you to learn those skills, for you to get visibility to what's happening at the upper levels. So if you say no multiple times, it only hurts you. And most bosses will reach their limit at three.
Yeah.
And they're not going to ask again. They'll basically be honoring the message that you've sent, whether you intended it or not, and said, I don't want to be developed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you might think to yourself, folks, well, I didn't really mean that. I didn't say I didn't want to be developed, but the organization isn't wrong to draw that conclusion. Now, again, maybe before today, you didn't realize that the intent of delegation, the organization's intent with delegation, was to help you grow and learn. But now that you know that that's the case, delegation is done to help you grow and learn, you repeatedly saying no is a conclusion that is logically drawn by the organization. Unfortunately, in my experience, a lot of people know not what they ask when they do things like say no to delegation. And in this case, that's what you're saying. I'm disinterested in growing and developing. And it's entirely reasonable and perfectly human for your boss to figure out, after they've asked you repeatedly and you've said no repeatedly, that it's a waste of time to ask you anymore. And that might not seem fair, but life and work aren't fair. This isn't a board game, okay? This is your job. So they're drawing conclusions, whether you mean them or not, and be aware of that in your saying no to delegation. The impact it can cause is they think you don't want to grow.
And there's another problem with saying no repeatedly. You might be thinking that you're protecting yourself, but you're doing so while others on your team are picking up your slack. You could easily get the reputation of being the person who wants things to stay the same, which is always a fool's errand, even though your colleagues are dealing with the changes that you're not. So prepare for your relationships to be strained if they're picking up your slack because you repeatedly said no.
Yeah, that's another thing to keep in mind. If delegation's happening to you, it's happening to all of your peers as well. And your peers are in this state of eustress, right? They're in this state of like, okay, yep, getting more stuff, growing. And if they see that you're not, that will have an impact on your ability to have successful, strong relationships with your peers because you've not taken new stuff on and you're essentially going to be seen as, again, whether you intend this to be true or not, it is the case, you're going to be seen as in part the reason they're being delegated to all the time because you're unwilling to grow and learn. And again, that might not be your intent and it doesn't matter what your intent is. Communication is what the listener does, and the listener, your manager, heard the message loud and clear. They don't want to grow and develop. I will stop growing and developing them.
Yeah, and your peers might also see you as obsolete.
Oh my gosh.
Because if you don't grow with them and learn the skills that everyone else has on the team, you can't help them. You're obsolete. Ungrow yourself right out of that position.
I know. Well, Amanda, to your point, the world is changing all the time. Our jobs are changing all the time. If we don't do a little bit more, a little bit smarter, a little bit better, a little bit faster every day, at some point we're going to turn around and there won't be a job for us because things have changed and we didn't take more on and we didn't grow and we didn't develop and we didn't mean to not develop ourselves, but we not developed ourselves right out of our job. So let's sum it all up. You can say no to delegation, providing your boss is asking. If your boss is asking, you can say no. You need to have a good reason beyond just having a full plate. Everyone's busy. Being busy isn't a good reason. That's because delegation is part of the process of how you learn how to do what used to take all of your time to now taking only 90% of your time. And folks, that's a net good for the organization and part of development. Along with the new thing you'll be learning to do and taking things off your boss's plate.
And you can't always say no. 3 times in a row is a limit. You do that, you're killing your chances for further development, at least under your present boss. And your teammates are going to start hating you for not stepping up. It's a bad look, and you're going to be obsolete.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. I just hope that folks take away from this one, Amanda, the fact that delegation isn't punishment. And I think it's something I say, listeners, to managers all of the time in the Effective Manager Conference when we're teaching them, we're talking to them about delegation. And one of the reasons, to be clear, they don't want to delegate to you is you're slammed. And it kind of feels to us sometimes, the managers, like you'll think it punishment. And it's not punishment. It's a net good for you because you grow and you learn and you develop. It's a net good for the organization because the right things are getting done. The important things are getting done at the expense of the unimportant things. There's so many good reasons for delegation. And too many of us think it negative. Think it a punishment. Think it, oh, more work to do. Instead of looking at this new delegation as an opportunity to learn a new thing or have a new skill or be a little bit better at this thing or a few more reps at that thing. Or one of the things that we talk about oftentimes in the Effective Manager Conference is the fact, something I mentioned earlier in this cast, is managers are very rarely trained to do their job as managers, which means when most managers become managers for the first time, it's hard. Running in oatmeal is the analogy I hear. And folks, if you are out there and you want to be a manager one day and you want to be a leader one day, see the acceptance of delegation as your ability to learn how to be a manager in an unstructured way. I mean, I would go so far as to say, oh, this is going to be a very tricky one, I think, to some of our listeners. I would suggest if your manager isn't delegating to you, I would recommend you take you sit down, you consider, you think about what you want to be, what areas you have or need for development. And you think about all the things that your manager does that you're aware of. There's a bunch of things your manager does that you're not aware of, but you take a look at all the things that they're doing that you are aware of. You take a look at all of your areas for growth and development personally, things that you want to be better at, things that would help you in your next job. And if your manager's not delegating to you, you go to your manager and you very clearly say, hey, manager, I know you do X. Example, I know you're responsible for running our weekly team meetings, and I would like to take that off your plate. Would you trust or would you allow for me to be the individual responsible for running our team meeting? Because this podcast is all assuming that your manager is delegating to you. But what if the problem is your manager is not delegating to you and you want more delegation? I would suggest you consider what you want and what they do and go to your manager and say, hey, I'd like to do this thing. Then you're getting delegated in the way that we hope your manager is delegating to you, but they may not be.
Yeah. Because if they don't know, they think you're slammed.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They might be thinking you don't want delegation. Yeah. Exactly. And it's a whole cyclical thing. It's a problem for everybody.
So go after what you want.
Exactly. Go after what you want. Nice one. Okay, so that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back again next week with a new topic.